Blog Talk Radio.
How many questions and answers are in book one?
Over 300, sir.
See? So we have how many books sitting on the shelf?
Too many.
Brothers and sisters, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan is on a mission to free the minds of our people all over America and throughout the world. He has answered over 5,000 Twitter questions, never knowing the question before Allah inspired him with the answer. We want your support. We need your help. Help the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan to spread the message of Islam as taught by the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad all over America and throughout the entire world. The time is now. I'm a proud member of the Twitter Army. My name is Brother Fontaine Muhammad, and I'm very honored to serve you all as Final Call General Manager. We are here at the Final Call Administration Building celebrating our first annual Twitter celebration. We had a beautiful event for Savior's Day 2016, that DVD, historic CD, as well as our first volume of the Twitter book. It's available to each and every one of you. Will you help us to share this message near and far? DVD, regularly priced at $10. The book, regularly priced at $5. You can get both of them as a combination set for the price of only $12. Will you support the Final Call, Inc.? Will you help the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan to spread this message all over America and throughout the world? Our deep gratitude to Brother Jesse Muhammad, the General of the Twitter Army, for his tireless efforts on behalf of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan and the Nation of Islam. Brothers and sisters, we need your support. Become a proud member of Minister Louis Farrakhan's Twitter Army, at Louis Farrakhan. Help us, brothers and sisters, the time is now. Justice or else is the theme. The hour is at hand. Our liberation is in our own hands. Thank you so very much. We need your support here. Store.finalcall.com, toll free, 866-602-1230, extension 200. Thank you so very much. I greet you once again in the greetings of peace.
In our community,
Muhammad on the Move is searching for business owners and entrepreneurs. Help us advertise your business on our show. If you run your own business and you want to promote your products and services to your targeted audience, we want you.
The black woman must be protected.
All the brothers from Brooklyn, will you raise your hand? Thank you. All the brothers from Manhattan, will you raise your hand? All the brothers from the Bronx, will you raise your hand? All the brothers from Queens, will you raise your hand? All the brothers from Staten Island, will you raise your hand? All the brothers from Westchester, will you raise your hand?
Yo, check me out, General Monk Staff. Run devils across the desert, 2,200 miles. And make them walk every step of the way.
Right.
Strip them down, take everything away. Send them to the mountainous cave, 2,000 years alone stay. Musa slept in the ring of fire, bringing knowledge of how to steal and be a liar.
Right.
He tried to be a civilizer, 33 1/3 degrees wiser. He taught them how to build a home and how to live a respectable life. And how to master the original man, which was the plan of the father as a boy. 6 years old, playing with steel. So opposites are tracking that everything's real. And if you put your mind to it, by the force of your will,
what?
The thoughts manifest could be able to kill. I'm just glad we to the point that we able to build. If we could only stay stable, maybe we will.
Original man is first. I wanna say peace to the gods and the earth.
Hey.
My universal fan, living out the universal plan. And yo, tell them who I am.
G-O-D.
Yo. Original man is first. I want to say peace to the gods and the earth. My universal fam, living out the universal plan. Hey, yo, tell them who I am.
We at the mines, praying nickel bags of black, folding stacks. It's ganja season here now. What up, my dude, Lax? Yo, blowing coffins, keep bagging. We gon' show the government it ain't about blacks, it's only about stacks. Furnished glass, balling crabs, Houston Oilers mask, Reebok, tennis yellow, fellow gone mad. The game is stupid, these teams, they keep sneezing. Yo, what's the reason? Too much pussy to get records to rag. Yo, I'm one of the rap boulders, Goldsmith, paper cut in my hands. I got 11 fingerprints, hold that. Back to the filthy, ugly, muggy, rugby, thugs with no love, slugs, silver ones, stoties. Split niggas' temples, forget the shit, freshly squeezed. Roll that Nestle, the vet scene and rentals. Fly language, lift the sword off and spray you. Yo, a large one, I'm done, no playing.
Original man is first. I wanna say peace to the gods and the earth. My universal fam, living out the universal plan. And yo, tell them who I am. Original man is first. I wanna say peace to the gods and the earth. My universal fam, living out the universal plan. And yo, tell them who I am.
Last Sunday of the month, so to Harlem we went, not clubbing. The Parliament's of Harriet Tubman.
Peace to the God, peace to the earth, peace to the seed, peace to the birth
of the nation of the 5%. That sent intelligent brothers to represent. A law of justice made the knowledge born. You find the guards from the jails to the college dorm. You gotta know the ledge, the wise, the dumb. And understand your culture of freedom. Power equally with the guards, so you can build and burn your cipher. All your life you must teach truth. Of that you will live in God, not a mystery spook. That's and right. When you do that, pursue that goal, which makes a student enroll and only then you'll prosper.
Original man is first. I wanna say peace to the gods and the earth. My universal fam, living out the universal plan. And yo, tell them who I am. Original man is first. I wanna say peace to the gods and the earth. My universal fam, living out the universal plan. And yo, tell them who I am.
I am Z. Wrote the Bible and Quran. He was walked on this planet from knowledge to born, led in the right direction easily. I offer jewels to those in need of protection. Use mathematics to gain answers to questions. King, Kasem, God of law. Show forth and prove sun, moon, and stars. Raised from the dead by science to the knowledge of God. Now I know what civilization means. And I strive to teach that to these cats, but it seems that they got a pin stuck in their head or something. Walking around, but they mentally dead. They ask for jewels and I give them bread. And some digest that food for thought that they was fed. My wisdom bears fruit, arm, leg, arm, head. Supreme being black man in dread. I shared equality with Jamal. I spread blood fire, y'all. All hail the ghetto messiah. Truth bringer in the midst of these snakes. I make knowledge born, going through whatever it takes. Whether I build or destroy, I can cause earthquakes. Adding on to the positive shining light as this earth rotates.
All the brothers from Brooklyn, will you raise your hand?
Muhammad on the Move is searching for business owners and entrepreneurs. Help us out.
there is a need in our...
I'm Khadija Tashin.
I'm Eric Muhammad.
Thank you for tuning in to this edition of National Network News.
Know the truth, you the truth.
From Brooklyn, will you raise your hand? Thank you. All the brothers from Manhattan, will you raise your hand? All the brothers from the Bronx, will you raise your hand? All the brothers from Queens, will you raise your hand? All the brothers from Staten Island, will you raise your hand? All the brothers from Westchester, will you raise your hand?
Yo, check me out, General Monk style. Run devils across the desert 2,200 miles and make them walk every step of the way. Strip them down, take everything away. Send them to the mountainous cave. 2,000 years alone he stayed. Musa slept in the ring of fire, bringing knowledge of how to steal and be a liar. He tried to be a civilizer, 33 1/3 degrees wiser. He taught them how to build a home and how to live a respectable life and how to master the original man, which was the plan of the father as a boy. 6 years old, playing with steel. Saw opposites attracting that everything's real. And if you put your mind to it.
Assalamu alaikum. Once again, this is your brother Troy Tafiq Muhammad, along with my brother Sutan X. We having a great, powerful show today. Forgive us, family. We had some kinks going on with this technical difficulty. The enemy in with enemy without will not stop us from having this historical show. This is long overdue. We have a brother on deck with us, or some brothers on deck with us, who are some sharp soldiers. And I'm loving the fact they're getting the exposure they deserve. I bear witness to these brothers' work with this program, saving our young brothers in the hood. I pray that you can be patient with us, because this is going to be a historical and memorable show. Again, this is Muhammad on the Move, Blog Talk Radio, and I'm your brother Troy, along with brother Sutan. We'll be with you momentarily. Keep in mind, the lines are open. If you have any questions, any concerns, please do give us a call. We may not be able to get to everybody, because as I'm looking on the screen, it's lit up like green money. So be patient with us. This is a long-awaited show, and I can see the people out here support. Thank you for your patience. Again, this is B-Mint we got on here, Black Men in Training. And God, Allah knows that the black man needs some training. So we have experts on board, and we'll be right back with you. Thank you for your patience.
Sunday of the month, so the Harlem went not clubbing. The Parliament's of Harriet Tubman. Peace to the God, peace to the earth, peace to the sea, peace to the birth of the nation of the 5%. That sent intelligent brothers to represent. A law of justice made the knowledge born. You find the guards from the jails to the college dorm. You gotta know the less, the wise, the dumb, and understand your culture of freedom. Power equally with the gods, so you can build and burn your cipher. On your life, you must teach truth. of the true and living God, not a mystery spook. And when you do that, pursue that goal, make a student enroll, and only then you'll prosper.
Original man is first. I wanna say peace to the gods and the earth, my universal fan, living out the universal plan, and just tell them who I am. Original man is first. I wanna say peace to the gods and the earth, my universal fan, living out the universal plan, and just tell them who I am.
Wrote the Bible and Quran, who was walked on this planet from knowledge to born, led in the right direction, easily I walk with tools to those who need protection, use mathematics to gain answers to questions, King, Kashem, God of law, so forth and prove sun, moon, and stars, raised from the dead by science to the knowledge of God, now I know what civilization means, and I strive to teach that to these cats that have seen that, they got the pins in their head, and some walking around but they mentally dead, they get ask for Jews and I give them bread. Some digest that food for thought that they was fed. My lips and dead, two arm, leg, arm, head. Supreme being black man in dread. I share equality with tomorrow. I spread blood fire, yo. All hell, ghetto messiah. Truth bringer in the midst of these snakes. I make knowledge born, going through whatever it takes. Whether I build or destroy, I can cause earthquakes. Adding on to the positive shining light as this earth rotates.
Station in this program is dedicated to highlighting entrepreneurship, culture, arts, activism throughout the Islamic community in America and abroad. Again, we have a spectacular show ahead of you, along with my co-host Sultan X, who will be joining us shortly. We have a great brother, man, a family man, a great astute brother of Islam, activist in the community, entrepreneur. I speak to all of my brother William X, along with his comrades, our brothers, my brother, Brother Pierre X, and the brother Nolan X. They will be joining us shortly. What we would like to do is just share a little brief information on upcoming things that we have. Muhammad on the Move is steadily trying to work out the kinks of what we're trying to accomplish. We appreciate your support in the past. We've been raising funds and going through a lot of creative changes, so thank you for being patient with us. Again, BMIN is an organization that is established to help the rise of black boys to men. And what I would like to do is just have my brother William and brother Pierre come on and give a brief introduction to themselves and what their sojourn has been and what got them to this point and what caused them to bring this BMIN program to life. So what I'm going to do is I think I got Brother William here close knit to me. Hold 1 second. I think this is my brother. Brother William, are you with us? Hold 1 second, family. Brother William, is that you?
This is me, sir. I'm here.
Oh, praise be to Allah. Thank you for your patience, big brother. Man, we've been running into some serious challenges, but you know how we do, bro. We meet to overcome all obstacles in our path.
That's right, my brother.
I thank you for joining us today. Again, this is Muhammad on the Move Radio with co-host Sultan X. We have a great brother on deck with us, Brother William X, founder of BMIN, Black Men in Training, straight out of Portland, Oregon, the northwest corner. He has his comrades on deck, our brothers on deck with him, Brother Pierre X and Brother Nolan X. But Brother Wim, what I would like to do, Brother, and then I will bring on the other comrades shortly. I just, Brother, this is an exciting moment for me, man, because I go all the way back to when we were blessed to live in Portland, Oregon, and I experienced some great things with my brother. I witnessed some miracles with my brother, and just so proud of you, brother, man. I saw the majestic and the power of your leadership and your vision with that beat, man. And, brother, during the time it was still today, it was needed. And I just want you to go into a little bit about yourself, brother, and what got you to the point to say, you know, I got to do something for my brothers, for my fellow comrades, for the young soldiers in the street. What got you to that point?
Yes, sir. Appreciate that, my brother. And thank you very much for this honor and privilege to be on your show, brother. You and Brother Sultan, and I just really appreciate it, and it's so good to hear from you two again. And I just
Likewise.
Wanted to reciprocate that. Yes. So let's get into what you asked. A little bit about me, Brother William X. And I came into the ranks in 1995. And after hearing Minister Farrakhan's powerful mantra, where he was promoting the Million Man March, I wanted to become a Muslim in the Nation of Islam. But the more I kept seeing that mantra, I knew that I had to be suited, booted, and Farrakhan recruited and get to that march X'd up and bow tied up. So I was able to make it there. When I got there, I heard the minister's words, go back to your city and your state and join an organization to help your people. And if there isn't
right.
one, make one. So I
yes,
had
sir.
Just lost my little brother, sir. I lost him to violence and you know, and it was graphic and it was horrible. And I couldn't bring him back. And so I said, you know what? But I can get a little bit of him back. I can do what I can to stop it with Allah's help. So
sir.
As I was trying to search my soul and search myself and search everywhere in the service providers of Portland, Oregon, I didn't find a program. I found good programs, but I didn't find a program that was directly handling it in the manner that I felt that it should be.
Right.
To have the young men put down their guns, have a knowledge of self, get self-love and all that. And I said, what can I do? So it's weird and ironic that at that time what was going on, sisters was coming up to me. Brother William, you know how we talk as a people. And I love how y'all men just is in the nation. That's how they were talking to her. And she was, and they would say, but and y'all treat the women's real good. But I don't know if I want little Pookie and Ray Ray to be no Muslim yet. Ain't you got no program? So as I went into really thinking, and kind of like a hibernation period, I asked Allah, please, what can I do? Because I want to give this to them. And so I saw that our people were kind of, for whatever reason that they are, afraid of so-called crossing over maybe to a different religious perspective, so to say, or so to speak. And so I said, what if it's possible that we could train them in the way that we are, therefore, right?
Right.
But we can leave out the so-called religious aspects of it. So
yes,
now
sir.
They learn discipline. They learn the respect and the self-love of oneself. And as shown in the astronomical number of black-on-black homicides, you cannot love what you do not know. So we put them in a connection with that. And they learn the respect of all women, but especially the black queen. And they learn
right.
to say, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, yes, sir, no, sir. And it's a military-style structure that's inspired by the FOI and junior FOI. You know exactly what I'm talking about. So
oh, yes,
we gave
sir.
It to them and... Yes, sir. And when we did this and inculcated that into a program and introduced it to the public, it took off. We had more youth than I could even handle. And since then, it's been kind of up and down since 1995. We've started, stop it, started, stop it. And that was due to funding. But all praise
right.
be to Allah right now. We believe we have it dialed in. We have the right help. We have the right spirit. We have the right time. This is an idea whose time has come. And I'm proud to be part of Black Men in Training, and so are my comrades, as you said, that are on the phone with me, and we soldiering hard. And right now, it's growing beyond leaps and bounds, and we're just excited here, brother. That's a little bit about BMIT, and every time the parents see it, and the parents see their children, they're in awe of how they're now cleaning up their rooms without being told, how they're taking out the trash without being told, how he's opening up the doors without being told, how they won't let mom go into the car without them checking the back seat first or looking around the house. They're becoming environmentally aware.
Right.
So they're having people sneak up on them and come up behind them at a Circle K and stab them for playing rap music. So they learn to be cognizant of their environment so that they can be on their post. They're taught to walk their post in a perfect manner. Keeping all
alert.
Go
ahead, brother. Always on alert. Go ahead now.
They're taught to take charge of this post, which is themselves, and all temple property in view. So they learn this, and it speaks to the natural propensity in the young black man. Because we know that if you train them up in the way that they should go, when they're older, it won't depart from them. But these young men are craving discipline. And the poor mothers, because most of them are in a single household, they don't have the fortitude necessarily.
Right.
They have the love, definitely. But to train up a male child at about 12 or 13 years old, because he needs a man then. So BMIT is fitting into that slot. I hope that answers that something.
Oh, brother, very much so, brother, very much so, brother. And I just wanted to make sure, I thought I heard my mighty brother Islam, my comrade, my business partner, great soldier, brother Sultan X. Did I hear your voice, black man?
I think that is correct, sir. Assalamu alaikum, assalamu alaikum. All right, brothers, I do want to apologize to our listeners, to my brothers and things like that. I've been working on this all day, and just when I get to tune in, and I just ran into some technical issues, but we've resolved that, so we on and good now. Yes,
sir.
Yes, sir.
Well, brother, I don't know if you called, but Brother William, man, he went in very depth, brother. I was going to have him go into the background of what caused him to ignite this BMIT program. But I believe Brother Pierre as well is on the line.
Yes, sir.
Am I correct, Brother William?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir, brother.
That soldier's on the line.
Praise be to Allah.
Yes, sir.
Assalamu alaikum,
yes,
Brother
sir.
Pierre. Is Brother Long?
Well,
I know he has,
on, brother.
Brother Nolan on the line as well, Brother Nolan X?
Yes, sir. I'm on, brother.
Praise be to Allah. Yes, sir.
Yeah, got
yes,
all
sir.
The soldiers on there, brother.
Oh, yeah.
And that's
we're going to
yes, sir. But what I would like to, brother, so
yes,
the listening audience can get to know our brothers as well. I would like to, Brother Nolan and Brother Pierre first and Brother Nolan afterwards, to go into some of your history, man, and let us know how you teamed up with this great brother William, and we'll go from there. Brother Pierre?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Wa alaikum
salam.
Wa alaikum
salam, sir.
Yes, sir. Well, brother, I'm originally out of Los Angeles, South Central Los Angeles.
Yes, sir.
I did 24 years in the federal institution. I accepted my own and striving to be myself in the federal institution in the belly of the beast in 1997. I went into the classroom of God to have a transformation of my life and stuff like that. Meets like a lot of young blacks, was raised by a single mother. And so I hit the streets and, you know what I mean, and landed in juvenile and landed in prisons and so on. And so once I got to the feds and accepted my own, then I went into the classroom with God, and that transformation of my life began. And so those men in the belly of the beast who helped train me, which is I'm so grateful to them brothers, but the voice that I heard was the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. That voice, that lion voice, that transformed my life, that touched me. So I'm so grateful for that because, you know, my family, you know, knowing they raised up as Christians and they prayed for me and so on. And so when I got out, I told my sister, I said, well, you know, your prayers was answered. And, you know, I came out a total different man. I said, but, you know, your prayers was answered through the teachings of the Most High Elijah Muhammad. And so I came out, you know, a total different man. So, you know, I transferred out here. I didn't go back to Los Angeles. I did a relocation out here because I have an older sister in Vancouver, Washington. It's so important that now that we were so blessed to have the teachings of the Most High Elijah Muhammad, and we are still being trained by Allah to be that reflection, to give back to our community, because like the minister said, this is the best generation that we have ever raised, and because he has given us so much, you know what I mean, now it's time for us to give back, to go after those young soldiers, train them, like the minister said, or like the messenger said, to make all boys join the FOI. But we know that, like the brother was saying, that, you know, a lot of our people, you know, they reject anything that comes from Islam or the messenger or Minister Farrakhan. And a lot of times I had conversations just with my family. And it, as long as I don't mention their name, then they accept the information that I give them. But once I mention their name, it's like they reject it. So this what Brother William came up, Brother Will came up with, was just, you know, it's magnificent. And, you know, and God and Allah was definitely working with that brother to come up with that. And he heard the call from Minister Farrakhan, and he moved out on that call. You know, like the brother said, he had been doing this way when I was inside the BLLB. So I'm just coming out and just joining with my brothers to help and to resurrect our people in any kind of way that we can.
Excellent, dear brother. Excellent. Perfectly said, brother Nolan. Oh, brother, brother Sutton, did you?
You know, no, brother just expounded, because I was going to go into a question that I wanted to impose on the brothers, you know.
Okay.
And it's dealing with just what he touched on, not just like he was just saying with his family, but with, you know, there in Oregon, I mean, from a religious standpoint, you know, what difficulties do you all have in your recruitment process when they feel that because you're in a different faith, per se, do you guys run into any issues when it comes to that in the recruitment
Brother
process?
Nolan. We'll let Brother Nolan answer that.
Yes, sir. So, you know, for the most part, we do not run into those issues. I mean, there have been people that brought it up, but like the brother said, the fact that we are doing this program and we are, you know, leaving out the religious aspect of it, we don't really get questioned much about it. But those that
yes,
do try to question it, you know, I throw a question back at them. Do you go and ask the gang members that they hang out with the same thing? You know, what do y'all believe in? You know, do you stop them from that? No, you do not. Do you go over here to that group that they go, no, you do not. So why question us when we're trying to do something positive? Because at the end of the day, it's not about what religion we choose to follow or the religion we're in. It's all about, is our people suffering? Do we have something that can help uplift these young men and these young women?
Go ahead.
So at the end of the day, they cannot argue the fact that what we have can help change these children, these individuals, and help bring them upright. And the fact that we know that fact that people love us within the nation. They love our discipline. They love how we move. They love everything about us. They may not agree with the religious aspect, but like the brother said, don't y'all have something that my son can be in, but where he don't have to be no Muslim? You know, but at the end of the day, us teaching them knowledge of self, discipline, and everything else that we know is exactly what Brother Pierre said. Make all men and boys join the FOI.
Right.
You know, it's not necessarily making them register into the Nation of Islam, but they're joining with us. They're becoming our brothers, and then we can move out together as one.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know what? I saw something on you guys' Facebook page, right? And on the BMIT Facebook page. And it's the Black Man's Oath. I love this. It says, as of today, I have no problems with other black men. My goal is not to hurt or harm you, but support and uplift you. We have enough enemies. Be safe out here, black men. I like that.
Profound, brother. Well, let me just chime in right quick, brother, because when you was giving the history, brother Wim, I mean, I and brother Song and others can test this, particularly coming from Atlanta, from in the East Coast, and seeing, you know, some of the things that are being done in the community. But when I experienced Portland, brother, I was so shocked to see the impact you were having on the streets, brother, with this B-Mint, and how well organized and how effective it was, brother, from teaching the men discipline, brother, from product sales, from historical courses and classes, brother. Now, when I saw that, I said, brother had to be the first or one of the ones in the beginning across the country to have a program like this, brother. And being that you were in the northwest corner, you just wasn't, to me, getting exposure. But to me, brother, now correct me if I'm wrong, brother, weren't you kind of like the first to have something like that?
You know, if I told you that, I wouldn't be the truth. I think I am the first, but I don't know if I am the first. But I believe that I've seen it first from my perspective.
Right.
So if it is out there, I know that we all over the planet, need this truth everywhere, as so, you know, given to us by the Christ and through the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. We need this. So
yes, sir.
I appreciate that for you asking that and saying it, but if I may expound a little bit on it, brother, I had what had really hit me and resonated with me in reading, even in the Bible, Jesus himself said, I have many sheep that are not of this fold. All the same spirit, just different administration. So the people who look at us, and everywhere we go, people want to know who we are, where we come from, right? So we tell them.
Right.
But when we tell them, sometimes they might have apprehension. But if we can give it to them in a palatable form that they don't think is palatable yet, but then when they taste it, taste and see that it is good, okay? Then they're doing what they're doing and them following us, but by our example as fruit, showing the love to the young man, and having to be involved with their parents directly and indirectly, 24 hours access they have to us showing that type of love, what I found is it compelled the parents to say, how do these men have so much love for my babies, and I've been trying all these years to get them to straighten up. Their daddy can't do it if he's ever in their life. I've been trying all the time as a single mama for 13 years and I ain't been able to do it. What is it? And so that compulsion says, I want to come and see what these Muslims is about. So they come visit on Sunday. And when they come to Sunday, they hear a word and that word germinates with them, just like it did with you and everybody else on this phone right now. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Yes,
and they start
sir.
To
yes,
grow
sir.
Into something. And so when we heard the call, make all men and boys join the FOI, I said, what is the meaning of FOI? Well, since it's the Fruit of Islam, the name given to the military training of the men that belong to Islam in North America. How many Muslims are there in North America, dear brother? So we see ourselves going after all of them, getting them all, because they will acquiesce to the truth of what is bringing them to them, just like you can tell a tree by the fruit it bears. So what tree do we come from? And what tree have they been accustomed to saying that they're from, but have borne no fruit? So we're seeing things change and seeing people responding to the teachings in a way, but they never had let their hair down, so to speak, enough to go ahead and let it sink in to see that it can help them. So I'm thankful to Allah that this program was inspired to me through the teachings that I have learned and how to give it to them in a palatable form so they cannot argue. And so I know what my sole purpose is, brother.
Indeed. Yes, well stated, dear brother. Well stated, brother.
I want to say yes, sir. Absolutely, brother. That's a beautiful way that you expounded on that as well. I wanted to let you all know that we have been receiving quite a few chats as well, and they are coming up with some questions that any of you brothers can take these on, okay? One of the questions was, what is the recruiting process, and is there a fee to join?
I'll let one of my brothers go ahead and answer that.
Yes. Well, the process is only that Brother Nolan gives, or all of us give, the parents an application to fill out. The application consists of what the brother goes through, whether he's lacking on reading, his discipline, the things he do at home. The only thing we are asking the parents to do financially is to buy a T-shirt for the young man or the young lady, and to buy a T-shirt for themselves. So financially, that is the only thing, and that's $25 for T-shirts.
Okay. Now,
and
we
also utilize social media. We have a brother that also works with us at, like, our marketing advertising. He markets through Facebook, and that's another way we've been recruiting. And then word of mouth has actually been spreading so fast that we have to stop the recruiting process until we can expand on locations and whatnot.
Yes, sir.
Oh, man, that's a positive. Praise be to Allah. Now, you went in a lane, brother, that we'll hold off on that question, but go, Brother Son, if you have some from the listening audience.
Okay. The other question was, what are the ages of the young men, and how long does a participant in BMIT attend? I don't understand the last one.
Brother Nolan or Brother Peter.
Okay.
Well
just take Brother Nolan, really quick. I'm sorry. Okay. Take this one on. Okay, so the first question, let's try this. What are the ages of the young men, okay, and how many members currently do you have?
Yes, sir. So we accept ages 5 through 19, and currently we have 30 applicants, but on a regular basis we have anywhere between 16 to 21 youth that show up.
Okay, praise be to Allah. Praise be to Allah. And brother, quick, now, being that that's the northwest corner, and there's I don't like to use the word diversity, being that there's a diverse environment, do you ever find it challenging recruiting young black and brown men or boys?
No, sir. It's been very positive. I even have a lot of Caucasian friends that actually ask me about the program and can they child join, and I tell them exactly what it is, and they understand why we're doing it. So it's been very easy for us, actually.
Praise be to Allah. Praise be to Allah. Now, I had, I think it was Brother Pierre, Brother Nolan, mentioned when he was speaking of the T-shirts, and having the parents invest in T-shirts for the boys, and then they mentioned girls. Now, is this something I'm hearing in my ear that there's a, what would it say, BWIT in the process? Because back in early 2000s, you were launching on that. You had that idea in mind as well, correct?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and I remember. Go ahead, beloved.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you, dear brother. Thank you for the question. And it did. It was successful as well. There was maybe about 12 to 15 young girls in black women in training.
Yes,
and
yes.
The same reason like what happened before, like I told you, but now we know for a fact we won't stop, can't stop. And
right.
Whether it's funding there or not, we're going to meet and overcome all obstacles in our path and smash through these so-called barriers.
Yes, sir. Because, brother, I have to say this, brother, because I'm a witness bearer, and along with Brother Soul and others, brother. And I have a young brother in my mind right now, Brother Wim, that because of your B-Men program. Now, I know you remember your students, brother. Brother Adrian Thomas?
Yes,
yes, sir.
Brother Adrian Thomas?
Yes, sir.
This young brother, man, I mean, praise, because I you remember how this young soldier was, brother. And I was just,
yes,
brother
sir.
Went to Harvard, brother. Brother began to
yes,
travel
sir.
The world. Brother's in dental
yes,
school right now, brother. Do you know that program
yes,
really, you know this more than me, blossom brothers
yes,
like that?
Yes, sir, man.
Listen to audience.
Oh, praise be to Lord.
Yes, sir.
Of who he is today because of this brother William.
And yes, sir.
And brother, and there's many others like that, brother. I mean, and I just was reflecting on this as we were preparing for the show, man. And I'm telling you, brother, those who are. I'm sorry. I stand corrected. I'm trying to turn him over to the white folks. He went to Howard University.
Yes, sir.
This was correct.
Yes, sir. I got
yes, sir.
And if I may,
forgive me,
brother Troy. No,
yes,
so you're forgiven here, brother. That brother, and along with a lot of other young men who have some prominent success here in the Northwest that still live
yes.
here. But
yes.
that program did touch that brother, and he started originally in there. And I would say it was the love that Allah put in us.
Yes.
to do the program, and us showing that same love to these young men. They felt
yes.
it. And then what happened,
yes.
he went ahead, as we said, and because of that love, it was a pull for him to come find out more.
Right.
And he found out a whole lot more. He became
ex-suited,
booted,
yes.
and far convert suited.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, and that B-word, right?
So
I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Troy. No. Go ahead, brother.
No, I was thinking of the brother that when you said be with. Now, there was a young sister, too, who was a Sister Heather?
Yes, sir.
Sister
yes,
Heather,
sir.
She was in, and you see what direction she went.
Right, and she X'd up, too.
Yes, this is what I'm saying, brother. And
yes,
and she went, you know, so the journey, brother, I'm bad witness to the effectiveness, brother, what you're offering to our people, man, and whatever we can do, brother, and how we can be effective to help, we most definitely would do that. But I can hear my brother in the back, Brother Sutan, you got some?
I was going to ask the brother, because another question that was imposed to us to ask you all was about some of the activities that BMIT does, right? And one of the things that I saw recently is you all was at the you attended the the African Swag event at Miracle.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
So can you tell the audience a little bit about that? And you know.
Yes, sir. I'll let Brother Pierre or Brother Nolan answer that.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. My mother has been attending the Miracle Club for over 20 years, clean and sober, and one of her good friends reached out to us to do a performance at the FOI because the last fashion show that we'd done, we did a little drilling for them, so they was excited about that, so they wanted to see us. So instead, we utilized them like BMIT since we were launching it, and we went there and did that, and now we were not prepared, really, for it. It was last minute because somebody dropped out. So she literally called us within 2 days and asked, can we do something? And we stepped up to the plate and said, you know what, we'll do it. The young men aren't ready right now, but we wanted to show them what we have right now. We've only been running the program for 4 weeks at that time. We want to show them what we have and that when they see us again, the product that we produce, they can be like, wow, you guys have really made a big impact with these young men and these young women. So that was really on the fly for us, but we accepted the challenge and we went for it because we know what we are doing and we know that what we are being called to do right now is going to grow. And so when they see them again, they're like, wow, you guys really did produce this product and you are helping to affect change in these young men's lives.
Man, praise be to Allah, bro. That's so profound. I like to remind everyone, this is Muhammad on the Move radio show. We have some spectacular brothers online with us from B-Mint, Brother William, Brother Nolan, and Brother Pierre. And what we're going to do right now, we're going to take a brief break and get our thoughts together, and we'll be right back with you shortly. Thank you for your patience.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Muhammad on the Move is searching for business owners and entrepreneurs. Help us advertise your business on our show. If you run your own business and you want to promote your products and services to your targeted audience, we want you. Our advertising packages can offer you a huge opportunity to reach engaged audiences with advertising that communicates your message in an authentic and passionate way. We don't just get your message in front of most people, we get your message in front of the right people. To learn more about our packages, please email us today at MuhammadOnTheMoveTV1@gmail.com or tweet us on Twitter at MU_OnTheMove. Again, email us today at MuhammadOnTheMoveTV1@gmail.com or tweet us on Twitter at MU_OnTheMove.
On February 24th, 2013, during his Savior's Day address, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan introduced Muhammad's Economic Blueprint to End Poverty and Want.
7 days times one nickel a day, 35 cents a week. Do you have it? Isn't that painless? You know you don't like pain. Look at this. 52 weeks in a year, so that amounts to $18.20 per year. And if everybody in this room, everybody listening by television, everybody under the sound of my voice gave $18.20 a year, multiply that by 16 million in the working force. Now we got $291,200,000 in just 1 year. $291 million. Look at the power of pennies, nickels, and dimes if all of us did this. Can you see the picture? Look. We want to do exactly as Isaiah the prophet said. They will rebuild the ancient ruins and restore the places long devastated. They will renew the ruined cities that have been devastated for generations.
With your support of Muhammad's Economic Blueprint, we can obtain farmland, build industry, and create jobs for our people. Through pooling our nickels, dimes, and dollars, we can rebuild the wasted cities and provide a future for our children. To support Muhammad's Economic Blueprint, go to economicblueprint.org and register now.
Are you in agreement with what we must do to end our poverty and want by accepting a program to put our nickels, dimes, and dollars together and make them work for us as a people? How many of you are in agreement? Would you just raise your hand?
Welcome, welcome, welcome back to Muhammad on the Move Radio. Again, this is your brother, Troy Tafik Muhammad, along with Brother Sutan X. We have a great show going today with our brother William and Brother Nolan and Brother Pierre of Beatman, Black Man in Training. Brothers, what I would like to do
yes,
next
sir.
Is, what we would like to do, pardon me, would like to go to the callers and see if they have any questions or comments, if you got, if your brothers don't mind.
No, sir, not at all.
Yes, sir.
Okay, brother, hold fast. We're going right in. Area code 804, what you got for Muhammad on the Move? Who are we speaking with?
Brother Bobby.
Whoa. Stop the press. Brother Bobby, the historian, Brother Bobby?
Yes, sir. I don't know any brother.
Oh, praises be to God. Oh, my God. Black man, good to hear your voice.
Yes, sir, yes.
Likewise, my brother. It's been a long time, man. You know,
long time.
When
I was out in Portland, Oregon, you know, meeting you, brothers, man, that's the best thing to happen to you while I was out there. So, you know, Brother Wim, yourself, and Brother Sutan, man, Brother Opio, you know, we were that rat pack, as you say. And we had Portland under our thumb. So, you know, I'm grateful, man, to have met y'all while I was there.
Praise
God. Absolutely. Likewise. That's right.
Sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Well, go ahead, Brother Sutan.
No, I was just thinking, I mean, because Brother Bobby was very instrumental, I remember, when we were there. And he
That's
would
right.
teach
That's right.
the brothers, you know,
yes,
history,
yes.
you know. So, and from that, Brother Bobby, that's your cue to just kind of go in there. I mean, just kind of let the audience know, what were the young men exactly learning?
Well, I talk to my history unedited. I always say when it comes to our history, we should never talk down to our children, so I didn't. And I always use college material when I teach our children. And most people, you know, they have a hard time grasping that. I said, well, our children are very knowledgeable. The first incident I had while I was in Portland, Oregon, was with Brother Wilm. And we talked about this when we reconnected recently. I went with him, you know, down to Los Angeles, and it was a rabbi there, and he just was running his mouth. And I told Brother Wilm, I said, brother, I'm gonna go up to the mic and ask a question. Brother Wilm was like, what you going to ask? He said, brother, I'm not going to tell you. I said, I'm going to put an ancestor to give it to me and explain it. But anyway, when I asked him two questions and walked away, Brother Wilm, you know, I'm going to let Brother Wilm chime in and tell you how that works out. Brother Wilm, tell me how to get away.
That man wanted to run up out of there. That's what I can say. He tried to avoid the question Brother Bobby had gave, and he did not want to answer it directly, and he was stuck with the question that Brother Bobby had gave him, and he did not want to deal with him anymore. And I've never seen anybody turn that red before. But
yes
sir, he was the hue of a tomato. So I just said red with them is synonymous with anger, so I knew he was frustrated and bewildered. So I gave the brother a pound, and we both looked at each other and just kind of snickered and laughed. It was funny to watch him sit there and cringe. Yes, sir.
It always is.
Yes, sir.
Praise be to Allah.
Yes, sir. We're so thankful to have Brother Bobby with as the historian there. The young men learned mounds, them and as well as BeWit, Black Women in Training. He taught a lot.
Sir.
He was also going in and out of the schools there in Portland, Oregon. The teachers would allow us to sit in on their history segment. What did they do that to? And so the young men in BMIT and BWIT and young women in BWIT had learned so much, they were challenging their teachers, but in the most respectful manner. And they were able to articulate their questions and articulate what they wanted to see from their teacher, and the teacher, because it was so respectful, even if they were upset, they had to go ahead and try to answer to their best doing. What actually started happening is the young students were teaching the teachers, the so-called teachers, and the teachers went ahead and surrendered and said, wow, I didn't know. So they actually invited Brother Bobby to start coming in and teaching segments of their classes. And that's when we said, Allahu Akbar.
I would like to also interject that, you know, it was really Brother William and Brother Obio that was instrumental in me going back to get my degrees, because when I was there, many people did not know. I didn't even have a degree. I've been studying history on my own, but I was studying Dr. Klossman, Dr. Bean, Dr. Wilson. I was studying all the giants. But Brother Opio and I, if y'all remember, we did several shows with Brother Elijah Muhammad. And Brother Elijah said to us that, you know, his highest rating shows were when me and Brother Opio was on there. Brother Opio used to always say to me and Brother Williams as well, Brother, why don't you go back and get your degree? So since I've left in Oregon, I went back and I got my bachelor's and my master's at Virginia State University.
Yes.
And it's BCU. And I've written a book since I left.
Yes, sir.
Brother.
Yes, sir. Okay, yes, sir. Praise be to Allah.
Brother, I remember your words, Brother Bobby. I remember your words clearly. You saying that you was going to do that, brother. And your word was your bond, brother. And I remember you saying that they will have no excuse after I did this.
And you know, me and Brother William has reconnected as well as talking to, you know, yourself and Brother Sultan. I mean,
that's why
Brother William said eventually he wants me to come there and do some teaching. I told him that's fine. So Brother Juan, who is down in Los Angeles, he as well said he wants to bring me out to Los Angeles to do some lectures, and I told him that's fine. So I have some PowerPoint presentations, brother. Y'all know how I talked when I was back there. That off the set, yeah, I really have to change.
Oh, yes, I can imagine, brother. Well, whatever we can do to assist that, brother, please let us know, brother, because I haven't met one today, brother, as a bona fide historian as yourself, brother.
Absolutely, man, that is the truth.
Like you said, they have no excuses now, brother. You got that piece of paper, which you really, I mean, without it, brother, you were still a giant. You know what I mean? But with it, brother,
right,
you're bigger than can imagine, brother. So I'm proud of you, beloved. If I have never told you, I'm proud of my brother. Praise be.
Yeah, absolutely, y'all. Praise be to God. That's right. That's right.
I thank you, brothers, again, man, because, like I said, y'all supported me when I was there, man. And, you know, like I said, whatever I can do for you, you know, like I said, anyone ever challenged y'all on any point in history, you know y'all can call me, and I'll take care of that. You know,
that's right.
That would be no problem. So, you know, again, like I said, when Brother William, yourself, y'all waiting for me to roll out that way, man, give a lecture. But you know how I roll. You know how I don't sugarcoat. Y'all already know.
That's
I don't
right.
concern at all.
That's right.
You sing well.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay, Brother Nolan, Brother Pierre, Brother William, Brother
yes,
Bobby.
Yes, sir.
Well, I'll just say that because Brother Bobby, you know, he's in a different area. But there's a question. Is BMIT program just limited support in Oregon? What do you foresee in the future? Are you all looking at expanding into different cities? I know... Go ahead, brother.
Okay, I'm glad you asked that question. That's a very important question, and I don't just want to answer it. After I answer it, I want my brothers to chime in too, because
yes, sir.
There is a saying we have here in BMIT, and you're going to soon start to see it on some of our shirts and all of our vehicles when we start manifesting them. We say, BMIT, coming to a hood near you. Why? Because it is going to expand out here from Portland and then go up to Seattle. From Seattle, go to Los Angeles. We see ourselves all over the place. And during our introductory meeting, there was a brother that asked us, well, how many of these young men do you propose to help? And we said boldly, all of them.
Yes, sir.
The earth is
yes,
our
sir.
Curse, brother. So, yes, sir. So, if Brother Nolan and Brother Pierre can expound on that a little bit.
Yes, sir. Well, we know, brother, that the field is very wide when it comes to our people. So, we're not, we know that we're not divided. We one people, and we all, the God told us that it was all of us. He mentioned all of us. To the Most High Elijah Muhammad, that he wanted all of his people. And so we can never put a ceiling when it comes to going after our people, because
right.
Allah is going to be way pleased with us when we go after all of our people.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Okay. This question, I guess we were going to try to save it, excuse me, for toward the end of the show, but I think it is this is pretty important because they're asking, okay, how does a person contact the program for additional information, such as website, social media pages, telephone numbers?
Yes, sir.
Well, right now our website is in the making. So as of right now, they can find us on Facebook by just going there and typing in BMIT, you know, without any spaces, BMIT, and you will see it pull up. That way you can like and follow the page, and then from there you can message us. All of our email for BMIT is on there. The BMIT line phone number is on there. And so that's ways to communicate and find out. So if they just go to the page, that's how they can like and follow it and then reach out to us that way. And we normally respond within 24 hours later.
Yes, sir.
And brothers, quickly, is there any people in the community that support you, brothers, that you want to give shouts out to, anyone that you want to mention while we have you on, that you want to thank them for their services or who helps assist outside who's on the line right now?
Yes, sir. Well, we have our two brothers, our other two main brothers that are staff members with us, Brother Rasan Muhammad, who helps out with us, and Brother Tyrone.
Oh, great.
And,
great.
And we got the sisters. But we also have a lot of, we encourage the men, if there are fathers within a home, come out to the class as well. So we've been getting a few people who are also going to train up as instructors with Brother Denzel Bates, Brother Chris, we got a list of people that's been willing to help us out, that's actually been there helping us out. But as far as like us five right now, us main core been working together to really keep the thing running.
Yes, sir.
Oh, indeed, man. Beautiful to hear, brother. Do you?
Oh,
do you brother
not
so.
Sorry. Excuse me. I can't miss. You know, we've been allowed Right, we've been allowed to use the Portland Center for Self-Improvement, where we also hold
right.
our mosque meetings at. So Brother Rasul Muhammad has actually allowed us
right.
that opportunity
yes,
to have
sir.
That building space to use that
Allah.
For our class until we up and get it growing and whatnot, and so there we're
oh,
complete right. there as well.
Oh, man, you got to
yes,
mention
sir.
That. Yes, sir. Beautiful,
yes,
man.
Yes, sir. It's been beautiful.
Oh, man, that is good to hear, beloved. Yes, sir. Good work, brother.
Yes,
good
brother
work,
sends
brother.
A lot of love towards us. And helping it. He believes totally in the program and in us, and we're just excited to be a part of this.
Man, beautiful, brother.
Like you say, Muhammad on the move.
Come on, brother. That's
yes,
it, brother.
Sir.
That's what it's
yes,
for,
sir.
Man, to show that Muhammad is on the move, brother. Now,
yes,
do you brothers
yes,
have
sir.
Any upcoming events coming or anything on the war board you got coming up? Oh, in the works, or
yes.
you want to keep that top secret because, you know, all general orders are in effect, so I don't
want to. No, yes, sir. Brother Nolan, he handles all of our events and that page and stuff like that with Brother Tyrone, but he knows. But we're supposed to be on the show with Brother Elijah on the 18th.
Oh, man. Praise be to Allah. Shout out to Brother
yes, sir.
Elijah.
Yes, sir.
Brother,
that's right, Ghetto Rise Productions. Yes, sir, right here in Portland, Oregon. And it's going to be filmed live via television. So, you know, his show, he's been around for quite a while, brother, putting in lots of work, always showing the ministry, always putting the ministry
yes,
out
sir.
There. And we appreciate the love
brother,
he shows for the ministry. Yes, sir, he's a good brother. So we're going to be on
yes,
that
sir.
Show there. And
praise be to Allah.
I want to send a shout out to our sister company, Be Wit, as well.
Oh,
the
please,
sisters,
please,
just
confirm,
started,
yeah,
yes,
please
sir.
Confirm, yes, yeah, sir.
Yes,
they're doing
yes,
so well. And Brother Nolan, you know all the sisters' names, correct?
Yes, sir. So as of right now, we have Sister Shamika,
you know, being a facilitator of it. We have my beautiful wife, Sister Michelle X, that's also there as an instructor or staff. Then we got Sister Carla X, that's also staff member there.
Right.
Okay,
Sister Soldier, that's a day on.
Yes. No, indeed, brother. That's a nation can rise no higher than this woman.
Sister Hazel X. She's also been extremely phenomenal about helping out with the sisters and giving them some more insight as well.
Shout out and get a greeting to the mighty NGCC and the BeWit sisters,
yes.
Brother. We can't go nowhere without them, brother. Praise be to Allah.
That's right.
That's right. Do we have some more callers, Brother Troy?
Let's see. That we have. Hold one second. Hold fast. Let me scan here. Caller 1785. Last four digits is 1785. Are you there? Yeah, I guess they just want to listen. Let's see. I'm trying to check and see. Hold fast. Everybody's on mute, I guess. I don't know.
Maybe they just want to listen. Yes, sir.
Yeah. I got a few people, and it's like, don't pull me in. Don't pull me in.
But we've received there's a lot of chats because a lot of the questions that I got came from chats.
Okay.
So that's beautiful.
Yeah, brother,
that's where I'm listening.
That's
yes, sir.
Using that modern day technology. Now, with the BeWit, it's the same age group. I believe, yeah, somebody's asking that. It's the same age group as the BeMit, right? For the
yes,
sisters?
Sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, if someone wants to, donate to, to pay for T-shirts or donate just towards the calls, what do they go to do? Do you have, like, a cash app or something, a PayPal account or...
Yes, sir. We have a Cash App, which is $BMITTDX. That's BMITTDX for Cash App. And then if you want to PayPal us, we have BMITTDX@gmail.com. So we accept all of those donations. We also, our brother Tyrone, he just put it out available to buy the shirts on eBay, so where you can order them, and then we will drop ship them to you. So... All donations and
shirts,
buying
shirts,
everything helps out.
Man, yes, sir, right. Brother. Well, family, I hope you repeat that once more for us, big brother, so I want to make sure they clear to where to support. Can you repeat that once more again?
Brother Nolan?
Yes,
sir, was
that Brother
Nolan? Yes, sir. Can you hear me, Brother Nolan?
Okay, I lost the signal. So, what was that? What was that?
No,
okay, can you
I wanted you to
cash
repeat that
info?
Once more.
Yes, sir. So, the Cash App is, of course, $BMITTDX. That's for Cash App. And then for our PayPal, it's BMITTDX@gmail.com.
Okay, perfect. Well, you heard that, family. This is a worthy movement and a worthy organization, a worthy cause. So please support.
Yes, sir.
Because we know well that we need all the help we can get with our boys and girls. Praise be to Allah. Well, brother, we're going to take a brief break and remind everyone this is Muhammad on the Move Radio with our special guest, BeMit. And BeWit, Brother William, Brother Nolan, Brother Pierre, yes, sir. Forgive me, big brother. My P's on flow.
That's all right, brother.
And, man, we got the pleasure of having the great historian, Brother Bobby, on the line with us. But we're going to take a brief break, and we'll turn right back with you all. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Look over the horizon. Introducing Artistic Operations. As authentic trendsetters with over 20 years of experience, we guarantee fast turnaround and one-of-a-kind design aimed with precision to increase your ROI. What you don't want is for potential customers to walk past your establishment. You need a logo like this one we created for our client who is a practitioner of law. At Artistic Operations, we care. Building a website for everyone isn't easy. It can feel like you're building a house or a skyscraper from scratch. We urge you to allow our designers to build your website, as we do for many companies throughout the country. For a limited time only, mention this ad and receive $25 off a Deluxe Pro logo, over $600 in savings for a new website plus domain name and 1 year hosting with 24-hour tech support, and more, starting at only $349.99. Act now. Give us a call. Our operators are standing by.
I'm Eric Muhammad.
Thank you for tuning in to this edition of National Network View.
Know the truth, view the truth.
Do you own a business? Are you planning to start one? Professional help is here. Plan, collaborate, deliver. Business Services and Development. 4blackbusiness.com. Call 312-267-2855.
So black men in training has to come, because without the man, how will this stuff change around?
Welcome back to Muhammad the Move. Hey, yo, did you recognize that voice, family?
Yes,
that voice sound familiar? We had to get something in there, brother. We had to, brother. We had to. Praise be to Allah, man. This has been, man, a great, great show, brother. I mean, I'm so excited, man, that we finally got to team up with our brothers, man. It's been in the works. It's been in our vision.
Likewise.
And as we all are, brothers, you know, we meet and overcome all obstacles in our path, brother.
Yes,
like
sir.
Like Elijah Muhammad said, unity will solve 95% of our problems, brother. And I think
that's it.
With the formula that you have and that we have, brother, with the help of the Honorable Louis Farrakhan, T.J. Elijah Muhammad, we're going to be fine.
That's right.
Yes,
brother,
sir.
With that, brother, I thank you, brother. Be with Brother and Be With, Brother William, Brother Nolan, Brother Pierre, and historian Brother Bobby for joining us this evening.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we thank you.
Thank
yes,
you, my brother.
Sir.
Appreciate that.
Thank
appreciate
you, brother. We most definitely will be updating and doing a part two, brother, and seeing where you all are and the progress. And again, We'll be doing what we can do on Muhammad on the Move to help support you. And Brother Bobby, we got to do a show. I'm putting it out there, brother. Because I know
right.
you're a whole show yourself, brother. So that's in the works, brother.
You,
we want to know more about your book and your upcoming book and events. So we're just excited. And we thank you all for your time and get a greetings to your beautiful families, brother. May Allah and the person
yes,
of the Muhammad, brother, stay with us, brother. And let's keep, brother, banging hard in this wilderness, brother.
Yeah, Brother Troy, I just want to put it out there, man. If y'all are trying to, interview me, do an interview, of course that is fine, but I might as well go ahead and let y'all know this. I'm getting ready to submit my application for my doctorate. So I'm going to Morgan State University. Yes, so I'm going to Morgan State.
Praise
be
to Allah.
And of course, we know you're going to blaze through that, brother.
That's right.
We know you're going to. You're walking university institute yourself, big brother.
Yeah, so, whatever I need to do to support people, y'all already know, I'll be right there. So anybody coming up in the mess, I got that. Yeah.
Praise be to Allah. Yeah. Well, Brother Sutan X, do you have any closing words before we move like the speed of thought?
Yes, sir, brother. I just want to tell my brothers I miss my brothers there in Portland. Tell all the believers.
Likewise.
Give them the greetings. Yes, sir. Give them the greetings. You guys, I wish you much success. And as brother said, brother, as long as we have Allah, we're going to be successful because that's his promise.
That's
so all we got to do is just show up and continue to show out. And
that's right.
You guys are doing a beautiful work down there in Portland. And let's keep making history. That's all I got to say.
Come on, brother. There's great noise coming out of the northwest corner, brother.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Northwest corner is on the rise. Praise be to Allah.
Yes, sir.
Praise be to Allah. All right, family. Once
again,
it's Muhammad on the Move, and we look forward to the next show. And until then, Muhammad is on the move.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to let go.
Brothers from Brooklyn, will you raise your hand? Thank you. All the brothers from Manhattan, will you raise your hand? All the brothers from the Bronx, will you raise your hand? All the brothers from Queens, will you raise your hand? All the brothers from Staten Island, will you raise your hand? All the brothers
check me out, General Monk style. Run devils across the desert 2,200 miles and make them walk every step of the way. Strip them down, take everything away. Send them to the mountainous cave. 2,000 years alone stayed. Mustafa slept in the ring of fire, bringing knowledge of how to steal and be a liar. He tried to be a civilizer. 33 and one-third degrees wiser. He taught them how to build a home and how to live a respectable life and how to master the original man, which was the plan of the father. As a boy, 6 years old, playing with steel. Saw opposites attracting that everything's real. And if you put your mind to it, by the force of your will,
what
the thoughts manifest could be able to kill. I'm just glad we to the point that we able to build. If we could only stay stable, maybe we will.
Original man is first. I wanna say peace to the gods and the earth. A universal fan, living out the universal plan. And yo, tell them who I am. Original man is first. I wanna say peace to the gods and the earth. My universal fam, living out the universal plan. And yo, tell them who I am.
We at the mines spraying nickel bags of black, folding stacks. It's ganja season here now. What up, my dude Lax? Yo, blowing coffins, keep bagging. We gon' show the government it ain't about blacks, it's only about stacks. Furnished labs, balling crabs, Houston oil a mask, Reebok, tennis yellow, fellow gone mad. The
game is stupid. These teams, they keep sneezing, yo. What's the reason? Too much pussy to get records to rag, yo. I'm one of the rap boulders. Gold smear, paper cut in my hands. I got 11 fingerprints. Hold that. Back to the filthy, ugly, muggy, rugby thugs with no love, slugs. Silver ones, stodies. Split niggas' temples. Forget the shit. Freshly squeezed. Roll that Nestle, the vet scene and rentals. Fly language, lift the sword off and spray you. Yo, a large one, a gun, no playing.
Original man is first. I wanna say peace to the gods and the earth. My universal fan, living out the universal plan. And yo, tell them who I am. Original man is first. I wanna say peace to the gods and the earth. My universal fam, living out the universal plan. And yo, tell them who I am.
Last Sunday of the month, so to Harlem we went, not clubbing. The Parliament's of Harriet Tubman.
Peace to the God, peace to the earth, peace to the seed, peace to the birth
of the nation of the 5%. That sent intelligent brothers to represent. A law of justice made the knowledge born. You find the guards from the jails to the college dorm. You gotta know the ledge, the wise, the dumb. And understand your culture of freedom. Powered equally with the guards, so you can build and burn your cipher. All your life you must teach truth. Of that you will live in God, not a mystery spook. That's and right. When you do that, pursue that goal, which made the student enroll and hold it in your prosper.
Original man is first. I wanna say peace to the gods and the earth. My universal fan, living out the universal plan. And yo, tell them who I am. Original man is first. I wanna say peace to the gods and the earth. My universal fam, living out the universal plan. And yo, tell them who I am.
Wrote the Bible and Quran, who was walked on this planet from knowledge to born, led in the right direction easily. I offer jewels to those in need of protection. Use mathematics to gain answers to questions. King, Kasem, God of law. Show forth and prove sun, moon, and stars. Raised from the dead by science to the knowledge of God. Now I know what civilization means. And I strive to teach that to these cats that it seems that they got a pin stuck in their head or something. Walking around, but they mentally dead. They ask for jewels and I give them bread. And some digest that food for thought that they was fed. My wisdom bears fruit, arm, leg, arm, head. Supreme being black man, the dread. I shared equality with Jamal. I spread blood, fire, y'all. All hail the ghetto messiah. Truth bringer in the midst of these snakes. I make knowledge born, going through whatever it takes. Whether I build or destroy, I can cause earthquakes. Adding on to the positive shining light as this earth rotates.